Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. Joining me now is Ethan Rome, who is Executive Director of Healthcare for America Now. Ethan Rome has been a grassroots and labor activist and organizer for more than 25 years. Prior to joining Healthcare for America Now, he directed public affairs for AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He also worked as chief policy and political advisor to the Connecticut Speaker of the House of Representatives. Welcome to Background Briefing, Ethan Rome.
It's great to be here.
And clearly there's a couple of plans here on the table and some doubt as to whether the new plan, the gang of so-called Gang of Six plan, can be addressed. Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, threw some cold water on it. Prior to that, of course, there was an even bigger deal, the $4 trillion plan of President Obama's. Now, what we hear about that, and I don't know how solid this information is that what was put on the table there in the $4 trillion deal that Obama wants was cuts to Medicare and perhaps changing Social Security around. Perhaps changing the eligibility time that both Medicare and Social Security come into play. So what do you know about that? Because it's created, as you well know, a great deal of indignation in progressive circles.
Well, there's a lot of lack of clarity about what's really going on right now. There's a new proposal by the so-called Gang of Six, which is a bipartisan group of six senators, and they've made a proposal that's come out today, been welcomed by the president, and it has been appropriately criticized by people who care about Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid. If you care about health care, this is a bad budget. If you care about Social Security, the Gang of Six budget is a bad proposal. And what they want to do is they would immediately slash $500 billion in spending. They would then follow it with a fast-track process for additional spending cuts and tax proposals, mostly loopholes for the rich and big corporations, that would total $3.7 trillion. And when you're done with the numbers, the bottom line is this. They want to take money out of the pockets of people on Social Security. They want to reduce Medicare and Medicaid benefits. Most of these proposals basically add up to shifting costs to poor working and middle-class families and senior citizens and calling that a good idea. And they then reduce taxes for the very rich and actually even increase taxes for middle-class families. They want to eliminate the tax exclusion for health care benefits, which we've all enjoyed for many, many years. So it's a dangerous time because people are caught up in this fervor of bipartisan. And the notion is that if you get a couple people or six people from two different political parties, and if they have a bad idea, it somehow become a good one. And it's not. And so the concern we have about this latest so-called Gang of Six proposal is pretty simple. A budget deal that devastates America's seniors and middle-class families, that also lets big corporations and the wealthy off the hook, it's a bad deal for America, even if it is bipartisan, and even if it would theoretically get us out of this default crisis.
But Ethan Rome, this is such a sucker punch. I don't understand how any Democrat could fall for it. This is an economic hostage crisis that is entirely manufactured by the Republicans over this phony debt issue. You can argue also that the deficit's a phony issue, and we can get into that later. But You're saying now, you know, they've got everybody thinking, oh, my God, we've got such a crisis, let's be bipartisan about it. And in being bipartisan, they sell out the store. The bottom line is that this is an economic hostage crisis created by the Republicans who will benefit from a distressed economy, and the Democrats will be blamed for the train wreck. I don't understand how they could have got themselves in this situation, but what happened to the revenues? In the $4 trillion deal, as much as we know about it, the big deal that Obama wants, apparently Boehner agreed to $800 billion or $1 trillion by ending the tax cuts for the wealthy. In the $3.7 trillion deal that everybody's lauding as a great bipartisan step forward, where are the revenues? What are the rich going to pony up with?
Well, there aren't any substantial new revenues, and they don't eliminate tax cuts for big oil. They do, in fact, create new tax cuts. There's a tax cut by lowering tax rates, by permanently repealing the entire $1.7 trillion alternative minimum tax. I mean, what's extraordinary about this whole thing, and just if we step back from the numbers and the debates and all of that, is it's pretty simple. Every one of these budgets, particularly when it's supposedly bipartisan, it's balanced on the backs of poor, working, and middle-class families and seniors, and rich people get off the hook. They want to go after entitlements, so-called entitlements to health care that people depend on for their lives, and meanwhile, they assume that rich people are entitled to unlimited amounts of money from everyone else who pays taxes, and that's what's outrageous.
Yeah, Ethan, welcome to America. That's the facts. I mean, we have reached a point in this country where money is more important than votes, that the power of money has transcended the power of votes. And if you look at the last election in 2008, 140 million people voted. That's when Obama and the Democrats were swept in. In 2010, only 75 million people voted. As long as the rich control the political process and the Supreme Court's given them a blank check, and the average poor people don't vote, we're screwed.
Well, I think you should be on your own show.
No, I don't mean to step on you in any way.
It's terrific. But here's why I'm hopeful, which is that President Obama shares our values, and he knows what the right thing to do is, and the Democrats in both the House and the Senate know what the right thing to do is. It's their job right now to stand up and insist on doing the right thing. Right, that we're not going to have a budget deal. There's not going to be a budget deal unless rich people pay their fair share. They could do Jan Schakowsky from Illinois. She's got a tax bill, raises taxes on the super, super rich, right? You know, 40-something percent for your second $1 billion. And, that raises $800 billion, rather, in 1 year. So when there's all this talk about balancing the budget on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, it's unnecessary. There shouldn't be that kind of talk. And, you know, the job of all of us, of everyone who's listening, is to buck up the Democrats in the House and Senate. They know what the right thing to do is. This isn't about numbers. This is about choices. It's about choices. It's about who you put first. And we need our government to put poor, working, and middle-class families first and not rich people.
Again, I'm speaking with Ethan Rome, who is the Executive Director of Healthcare for America Now. But Ethan, since you work on the Hill, I would think that every Democrat, whether it's the President, anybody in the Senate, or anybody in the House, have to know that if they sell out the core values of the Democratic Party, the vestiges of the New Deal, if they don't stand by these things, they don't stand for anything. I mean, I can't imagine that you could go into an election year and have the Republicans say, oh, well, by the way, it's the Democrats who caved in on Medicare and Social Security.
Well, I mean, listen, doing the right thing is good politics. And so standing up for the vast majority of people in this country is generally pretty popular with said vast majority of people. And so, you know, it's nuts to be taking the side of rich people. That's why we need the Democrats to stand up. The thing about today's so-called Gang of Six proposal is it's a reminder that every time they spin the budget wheel of misfortune, it always falls on the backs of poor, working, and middle-class families. And the tax wheel of fortune always lands on the rich. And that's what has to change. And so, sure, we've got to help people understand that what makes sense politically is also what makes sense from a policy perspective, and it's also the right thing to do. Supporting the middle class is good politics, and it's the right thing to do.
So let's talk about what you do, Ethan Rum. Again, you're the executive director of Healthcare for America Now, and you're trying to defend the much maligned, what the right call Obamacare, the healthcare reform bill. Now, I've seen ads on television with Huckabee telling the American people how dreadful this thing is. It's amazing to see to actually listen to this stuff, how people in this country could be beguiled into voting against their interest and not recognizing that every other civilized country has health care, and these shills are telling you to give it up, to give up this chance or somehow it's going to be bad for you. But they're doing it. They're spending a lot of money, obviously. My understanding of the health care reform bill was that it was supposed to reduce at these out-of-control healthcare costs, which are the biggest contributors to the deficit. So who's making that argument?
Well, it will reduce healthcare costs. It's already beginning to reduce premiums in markets all across the country. It will reduce costs over time. It's not been implemented yet in terms of bringing new people online. But the biggest controller of healthcare costs in this country is Medicare. Medicare controls costs, while private insurance does nothing to control costs. So that's also why this debate about Medicare right now is crazy. It's the most efficient, cost-effective healthcare system in the world, and it's the only thing in this country that drives costs down. And so we need Medicare to be able to continue to do that. Certainly shouldn't be slashing people's benefits. Controlling costs, right now, the Gang of Six and folks like that, they somehow think that controlling costs is the same as cost shifting. And if you just make people pay more and make it harder to afford to live in their own country, it doesn't save anybody any money.
And what about the rumor that in both the $4 trillion deal that Obama put on the table and the $3.7 trillion deal of the so-called Gang of Six, that there's talk of delaying Medicare for a couple of years and the same with Social Security? Wouldn't that mean that seniors would be without coverage for two extra years?
That would mean that's a terrible idea. For a lot of reasons. If you begin with the people who won't have insurance, that's a bad idea. So for those folks, secondly, it's a horrible idea for businesses, because mostly it just means that people stay on their employer's plan for two more years longer, and it also dumps older folks with higher health care needs into the employer-sponsored health care market. So that's another example where somebody is sitting around on the Hill and thought they had a good idea, and all they're doing is adding costs to those of us who already have insurance and hurting the people whose eligibility they delayed.
Well, I hope that none of these rumors are true then. That's all I can say, Ethan Rome, because the worst thing that could happen is that they could make a deal, right? If any of this stuff's true.
The next 13 days is, this is countdown. And I think that the key thing for all of us is to make sure and to buck up the Democrats who are on our side to make sure that they stand up and hold firm, because now's not the time to buckle. The Republicans.
Let me wrap it up now then, because we've run out of time here. But I thank you for joining us here today in Los Angeles, Ethan Rome.
Thanks very much.
Again, I've been speaking with Ethan Rome, who's Executive Director of Healthcare for America Now. Ethan's been a grassroots and labor activist and organizer for more than 25 years. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back, and we'll be joined by a former FCC commissioner.
Old people got no reason. Old people got no reason. Old people got no reason to live. They need lots of drugs, new hips. After falling down just a couple of steps, they need pacemakers. The cost is out of sight. I'd give them a pain pill and just say goodbye.